You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is December 14th, 2021. Hopefully you're getting somewhere with your Christmas shopping if you're celebrating Christmas. I'm not really much of a Christmas person, but I have this weird thing where I don't really like to be told when to celebrate things. I don't want to be told to buy a present. I want to give it out of my heart, you know, so I get kind of curmudgeonly, I guess, around this time of year. Hopefully you guys are all getting ready for the holidays and everything's great. So, programming note, I guess, obviously I was supposed to have an interview with Master Raz going up on the site, but Master Raz has basically disappeared. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days. I don't know if we're still doing this. I really don't know. It's shocking. I made this big to-do about this announcement that he wanted to make on the website, and then he's a no-show. And this is not the first time that this kind of bullshit has happened. These alphas come to me with these ideas, and I'm all in every single time. And I get let down so often. It's really annoying, I gotta tell you. But such is the life of a faggot that serves alpha males. We just have to roll with the punches, boys. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I call analysis paralysis. It's something that a lot of times people refer to in terms of making life decisions of some sort or another. Like if you're going to start a business, or, you know, you're going to try some other thing, you know, in your life. And you sit around and you think about it and think about it and think about it, but you don't ever take any action because you're thinking about it so much, you know. Now, analysis paralysis is something that can happen to faggots and does happen to faggots. When you really devote yourself to being a faggot, it's a life change for sure. You know, you're going to devote yourself to serving a man. You have to go way out of your comfort zone to do that, to find the alpha to serve, then submitting to that alpha and allowing him to take control. And devoting your resources and of your time or whatever to serving, you know, it's definitely a life change. And a lot of faggots, I think, sit on the sidelines and they just think about how they want to serve, but they're so hung up on the thinking part and the worry part. In the planning, thinking they're going to plan it out, that they never get anywhere with it, you know. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because my wonderful master, Alpha Aesthetic 8, who I've featured on the podcast a couple of times and on the website, and everybody knows that I'm desperately in love with him, he had he released a little video about faggot indecision which he pinpointed and blamed fear on, you know, which is a similar thing to what I'm talking about here. I want to play that audio for you so we can then go over it a little bit, okay? So here's what Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 had to say about it.
I just wanted to make a short video talking about fear. I get a lot of DMs from many of you talking about being afraid and not knowing what to do. So I wanted to provide a little bit of advice. What I think is the root cause of fear for most of you is being overwhelmed by too many options. It's like you went into a restaurant, you got the menu, there's 200 things on it, and you don't know what to fucking choose. So what do? Let somebody else make the decisions for you, okay? You're scared because you don't know what to pick and you're indecisive. And there's people out there who are better at that than you are. So give up control, let somebody else make the decisions, and the fear goes away.
Now, when we think about what he said, you know, the fact that faggots don't serve because of fear, you know, and how they can overcome fear by giving up that control to men who can make decisions. He's got a point, you know, because like I was talking about with analysis paralysis, we get so hung up on the details, thinking that we're going to be able to plan this out, plan out our service, plan out how things should go, how we're going to make an approach. What if that approach isn't going to work? Then what do I do? We get so hung up in the weeds of all that, that we don't do anything. We end up thinking our way out of into never serving a man, you know. Next thing you know, 20 years have passed and we've never served. And I don't think there's any faggot that wants that, you know. You don't want to live your life wondering what might have been, you know. You don't want to look back on a life of missed opportunities or regret, right? I mean, you want to experience fulfillment. I think everybody is looking for fulfillment. And we have, in order to do that, we've got to get past this analysis paralysis, this kind of inability to move because we're so frightened of our own thoughts, you know. And Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 is advocating probably the accurate thing. If we just give up that thinking process to a man and allow him to make those decisions, to take control, we will be better off, you know. Alphas aren't asking for faggots to think, okay? Alphas are expecting faggots to serve, you know. And they don't want you to be a mindless robot, but they want you to obey. And they want you to be yielding. And they want you to be open to being led. Because ultimately, men, like Alpha Aesthetic 8, he was born to lead. And it's natural for him. He doesn't panic. He doesn't panic over decision making. He doesn't flinch at you know, terrible odds or big decisions. He is a man, and men are born to handle that. Men are born to do those kind of things. Faggots are not really very well equipped for that. Okay, we are born to serve and born to follow. And we're naturally inclined to want a man to take control of every situation so that we can just focus on service, you know. And when that happens, when we give up that control to a man, analysis paralysis disappears because a man doesn't suffer from analysis paralysis the way a faggot does. Because a man is typically not afraid to charge into a situation and take control of it. And that's a big difference, you know. Honestly, I think in my experience throughout my life, having alphas that owned me and controlled me took a huge burden off of my shoulders, you know, in my life, where I could stop worrying about things. And I could, my only concern was, what did my master need, you know, or what, you know, what can I do to make him happier? And that was an incredibly freeing thing when I finally learned that, you know. And honestly, it took me several years to finally give up control to men who were more powerful and better equipped than I was. And my life was better for it. But, you know, the beautiful thing was I wasn't burdened anymore by fear, which is what Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 was talking about, this fear. And he was encouraging his faggots to come to him and allow him to lead them. And he would take that burden off of them. And he would take control. If you think about it, it's really a gift. You know, we often think about what should faggots do for men? You know, how should faggots make alphas' lives easier? Well, alphas make faggots' lives easier too, because they take on the burden of decision-making and leading and controlling. And they allow that burden to come off of their faggots so their faggots can do what they do best, you know. So both sides benefit from alpha control, you know. I don't know what to say about the part leading up to that, though, because there's going to be, until a faggot actually does surrender to an alpha and gives up that control to an alpha and becomes the property of an alpha, until that happens, you're going to have that analysis paralysis strangulating your life, you know. And that's a shame. And that's something that every faggot has to battle. It would be nice if alphas just walked up and claimed faggots. We don't live in that world generally right now. Maybe in the future it'll be that way. I don't know. But right now, a faggot's got to overcome some part of themselves and offer themselves in service in order to get that freedom. But I think, you know, when I talk about the freedom of being in service and owned by an alpha, which I mentioned countless times on the website, this is what I'm talking about. It's a freedom from the cares that burden other people, you know. A faggot doesn't have those kind of worries when they're owned by a man. The man is going to take care of those things. Men are designed to do that. They do it very, very well for the most part. If you have a good alpha, you know, you're in safe hands. And I would say that Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 is he's a tremendous alpha male. He is growing stronger every day, and he's becoming wiser and more appreciative of owning faggots. And I think he sees the broken nature of faggots. And he seems, this is just my observations, he seems to be the protector alpha in him is rising up at this point, I think, and he's starting to realize, I need to protect these faggots, you know. They're lost without men like me helping them. And I think he's turning the corner in that. And I think a lot of alphas do. It's just it's part of the programming of men. They just have this drive to want to own and protect their property, you know, and guide it, you know. So if faggots can just get out of their own way and submit, their life would be so much more streamlined and so much more peaceful and purposeful. I know that's been my experience, being owned. And I wish that for all my faggot brothers, you know. It's just who among you are going to finally take the leap and surrender yourself. The Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 kind of made a second video that kind of piggybacks off of this first one, and I want to play that video, that audio now, so we can maybe talk about that a little bit too. Okay, so here's a further message from him on this topic.
I wanted to talk about a comment that a sub left on one of my tweets from yesterday. They said, "It feels so good to switch off my brain sometimes and let someone else do the thinking." There's a mantra that I use with a few subs: no thinking, just feeling. No thinking, just feeling. As a sub, it is a very good feeling, comforting feeling, to know you can switch your brain off and trust your Dom while you give up mental, emotional, financial control. And you can just let go of overthinking, of analyzing, trust your Dom, and you can feel his power over you, their control over you, the feelings of submission. You can embrace those feelings and not have to think about anything. They're in charge. That's right. No thinking, just feeling.
So I think that's pretty well put. No thinking, just feeling. Like you said, putting your trust in your Dom, your Alpha, your Master. Again, some of it involves the man. Like, if you find a good Alpha, a good Master, you are in excellent hands, and he will make sure that you are safe and taken care of, and you are free to slip into subspace and be safe in his control. I often kind of liken being owned by a man, which, you know, I've been owned multiple times in my life. I kind of liken being owned as being in constant subspace. It's not just a scene, you know what I'm saying? It's constant. It's all the time, you know, whether he's there or not. You're in subspace because you're his. And you know that the things that you're doing day to day to serve, making dinner, you know, changing his bed sheets, doing laundry, you know, cleaning his toilet, whatever, cleaning his shower, just anything, detailing his car, whatever you're doing, whether he's there or not, it's a form of service because your whole life is in service. It's not just meeting a Dom in a hotel room, kissing his feet and giving him $100, you know. It's all the time because you've given up everything to him. And you're safe in his control. And ultimately, that is, that's really the beauty of what's possible between an alpha and a faggot. It's glorious. It's the way things should be, you know. And this is straight alphas too. Straight alphas, I think every straight alpha on the planet should own faggots. And they can fuck all the girls they want. They can do whatever they want with females. But own faggots. Take possession of faggots and make them, put them to work for you so that you can experience your kingship, but also your control over lesser people who depend on you. It makes you a better man, and it makes the faggot fulfilled, you know. So, yeah, we have to get rid of analysis paralysis. We need to just stop thinking and start feeling. Anyway, that's all I've got for you today. I hope everything goes well for the rest of the week. I will talk to you in a couple of days. Hopefully we have Mr. Raz on the show. We'll see. Anyway, there I am thinking. No thinking, only feeling. Anyway, I hope you are well. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Love ya. Bye.